Hachette Audio presents The Third Reconstruction, America's Struggle for Racial Justice in the 21st Century. Written by Peniel E. Joseph, read by Peniel E. Joseph. For my mother, Jermaine Joseph, and all the Black people, especially Black women, who have led efforts to reconstruct America here and around the world. Introduction. A nightmare is still a dream. Here was a land of poignant beauty, streaked with hate and blood and shame, where God was worshipped wildly, where human beings were bought and sold, and where even in the 20th century, men are burned alive. W.E.B. Du Bois, Black Reconstruction. George Floyd's tragic murder irrevocably shattered myths of racial progress in a country that had elected its first Black president less than a dozen years earlier. Floyd's death was just the latest in a long series of crimes against Black people throughout the nation's history. And yet it was also a pivotal moment. There would, forever it seems, be in America before Floyd's public execution and one after. For me personally, Floyd's murder was a painful reminder of my own vulnerability. At any moment, Black lives could be lost, seemingly without reason. At times I feel like I have spent my entire life watching images of Black people dying at the hands of the police. Floyd's death remains hauntingly present to me still. I grew up in a pre-gentrified New York City during the 1980s. My coming of age paralleled the emergence of hip-hop. Run DMC's Sucker MCs, a propulsive battle rap by a Queens-based trio, became my personal soundtrack during elementary school, and I occasionally saw DMC in my Hollis, Queens neighborhood. These sightings made me feel like part of a larger Black youth community. Public Enemy's Fight the Power became my anthem around the time of my 16th birthday, and Salt and Pepper's Push It gave Black kids a rare chance to express unfettered sexual liberation, erotic curiosity, and bodily autonomy. But the violence of racial division was inescapable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?